Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with your retirement cash flow strategist, Mark Lumia. Are you tapping your toe? That's Frank Sinatra, old blue eyes. You know, if he were alive today, Frank Sinatra would have been celebrating his 99th birthday this month. This exciting stuff. He was a legend.
Well, my mom liked listening to his music, and that's all I kind of remember. I was born in 1966, so I just remember my mom listening to the music when I was growing up in the 70s.
He was a headliner in Las Vegas for years, and I know my mom, he did quite a few movies, you know, back in the era when Elvis did movies, and mom enjoyed his movies too.
Do you know any Hawk?
No. See, I was born just a little bit too late for Frank Sinatra. But,
whatever, Baby Hawk, whatever.
Definitely heard of him, and I used to work in Las Vegas, so definitely. And was he part of the Rat Pack? Was that?
Yeah, he's part of the Rat Pack.
One of the things I did in Las Vegas was I did the last commercial for the Stardust Casino on the radio there before they tore that down.
How about that?
Before it turned to dust.
Yes, it just demolished it. But
I'm telling you, we're rubbing elbows with the rich and famous here, Mark. He's the voice of Pizza Hut. He's done some movie trailers. I mean, I'm just glad we got you.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
Part of the team. Well, you know, longevity, that's a topic we often discuss so that we can prepare for living longer financially. Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson was recently on Fox Business comparing the myths of aging with the realities and benefits that she's found.
The majority of older people, actually, their moods improve over time, their satisfaction with life improves over time, and depression rates in comparison with younger people are lower. The scientists who I spoke to sort of categorize intelligence into two camps. One is what they call fluid intelligence, which is your raw intelligence. That definitely declines over time. The other type of intelligence, though, is intelligence that you gain by experience. And here, again, older people have an advantage. Some of the studies that I looked at showed that the intelligence that you gain by experience can actually offset the types of intelligence that you lose over time.
Well, that sounds like wisdom to me. And Mark, what are some life experiences that you've gleaned from some of your clients over the years? You've met with so many people.
Oh, absolutely. Just recently, we were in the Forbes November 3rd, 2014 with one of my clients. And this gentleman volunteers for AARP to help people with his taxes. They did like 8,000 returns. He plays on 4 softball teams. So I said, how do you do that? Because there's one every day of the week. And then he also plays pickleball. So that's just one guy. He basically volunteers his work time. I have other people that work the security gate or the guard gate where basically they hold up a stop sign, they push the button, let you go through, and then they put the stop sign down again, and then they push the button, let you go through. So it's kind of like a workout, left hand stop sign, right hand push the button, and they do it because they need the extra money. Mm-hmm. And I had this other couple, husband and wife, where the husband works as a golf ambassador, probably to get away from the wife, and the wife works as the... and the wife works as a security driver, you know, drives around in the car and does that kind of stuff. But they do because they want to. They don't need to. One person does it because they need to, and another person just volunteers because they want to be out of the house. Yeah, by the way, when I made that comment about the husband wanting to get away, I was joking, but I have a lot of clients come into the office saying that all through their life, they really didn't see their spouse that often because they were working. Mm-hmm. And when you get to retirement, it's a big adjustment because now you're with the person 24/7. You're not used to being with the person 24/7.
Sure.
You're used to them getting off. So I wasn't trying to be negative.
No,
I knew that.
That was a little elbow in the ribs. That was funny because, you know, I think everyone can relate to that. I mean, we treasure our time with our spouses, but then, like you said, all of a sudden you're together 24/7.
Absolutely. And I would have never even thought about that until all these people started telling me this. So, you know, and that's a big change when they retire. They are all of a sudden together a lot more than they used to be.
Well, you've probably heard of the show Mythbusters. With the help of an article from Kiplinger, we're going to go through some of the myths of personal finance. This is interesting stuff here, isn't it, Mark?
Absolutely. And I believe there's like 8 different myths. Mm-hmm. Myth number one, you don't have to start saving for retirement until you're age 40. I disagree with that. I think it's the sooner the better. In the article, one of the example was, says if you're 25 years old and you put $500 in a mutual fund that earns 8% per year, and then you just add $100 each month, you would wind up with more than $335,000 by the time you're 65. But if you wait until you're 35, 10 years later, and invest $2,500, which is 5 times as much as a hypothetical person that was age 25, and then added $100 a month, you would only have $167,000 by age 65. So the sooner you start saving and investing, the better it is for you. Myth number two, only the rich people get tax breaks. Well, that's not true. There's a lot of, I thought I heard something saying that like over 50% of the people will actually not even pay any taxes at all, and they'll actually get some money back because of all the different tax breaks for people that are middle income. You just have to make sure you don't prepare your own taxes. Take it to someone that might know what these tax breaks are so you can get them. Myth number three, gold is the best investment you can make. Well, gold can be good in some times, but it can also be volatile and be bad in other times. So you have to be careful with gold. According to the article, real estate was the number one thing. Gold stocks and funds were like tied for second, third, or fourth. Then it came CDs, savings accounts, and bonds. So people invest in different things, but I would say gold maybe 10 to 15% of your portfolio at most, and there's multiple ways to invest in gold. You can have a gold ETF, gold bullion, small company stock. You can even have gold mutual funds. So there's different ways to invest in gold, but I wouldn't put all your money into gold. Number four, Social Security won't be around when you retire. I think that's a big myth. I believe Social Security will be around. I think the fear mongers say that for their benefit. But basically, we should improve it. There's time to improve it. And basically, Social Security is not going away. Social Security trustees expect the program to remain in the black until at least 2019. The trust fund will evaporate by 2033 if nothing changes. But income and money from payroll taxes will still be enough to support 77% of the promised benefits. That means by 2033, they'll have enough money in the trust fund to only pay 77% of the benefits, but that doesn't include that Congress can has two decades basically to work out a relatively modest fix that can involve in raising payroll taxes, extending the retirement age, or making small cuts in benefits. Mm-hmm. Number five is buying a home and is a fast path to wealth. Your home is not an investment. Your home is a place to live. The money you put into a home does not earn a rate of return. Basically, your house is going to go up and down in value whether you have it 100% financed or if you have it fully paid off. So your actual money that you put in doesn't get a rate of return. In these low interest rates environment, it might be better actually to hold the cash. And for some people, a mortgage over 30 years would be a smaller payment than if, say, they have a mortgage over 15 years. Hmm. But basically, real estate, to me, is not really an investment. Now, you can have other real estate that might be an investment, but the one you live in is not an investment. Then we have number six, you should borrow from your 401k plan when you need the money. I don't suggest you borrow from the 401k plan. If you
why is that bad? Why is it bad to borrow from your 401k? Because I'm sure a lot of folks aren't aware of that. I think they get in dire straits or they lose their job and they think, well, I'll just dip into. What are the repercussions of that?
You're basically borrowing before tax dollars set aside in your 401k, and you're paying back the loan with after tax dollars. So that money will get taxed again when you withdraw from savings after you retire, and you end up paying twice the taxes. Basically, if you quit your job or get laid off, you'll need to pay back the loan that you borrow typically within 60 days at a time when you may be least able to pay it back because you no longer have a job. The outstanding balance will be considered tax distribution if you don't pay it back. So all of a sudden, if you had the $60,000 loan and you weren't able to pay it back, now you have a distribution you have to report on your taxes. And if you're before age 55, you might even have a 10% penalty for the early withdrawal penalty. So you have to be very careful. I would not borrow from a 401k. There's other better things and better strategies you can use. Credit cards are bad news and best to be avoided. Well, I think building up debt on credit cards is a bad thing, but using your credit card to build your credit and you can pay it off within 30 days. If you can do that, you're going to have better credit. If you have better credit, you're going to get better loan rates, which will save you money, which means you'll have more money for retirement. Just make sure that if you're going to use the credit cards, try to pay them off every month. And only rich people will need a will.
That is not true. You don't want to die intestate. That means dying without a will, because if you do, you're going to let the courts decide where your money goes, and may go somewhere where you don't want it to go. And you also don't want the courts to decide who's going to have your children and make all the decisions about those children. So definitely have a will or trust. And those are the eight myths.
Well, very, very helpful information. And again, if you've got questions maybe about something that Mark was talking related to these myths in the article, Mark would love to sit down, answer your questions, take a look at your portfolio, maybe the retirement plan you currently have in place, give you a second opinion. The number 1-800-7-MARK-72, 1-800-762-7572. Well, for many folks, pensions are becoming a thing of the past, but what if you have one? Mark, should you take the buyout if your company is offering one?
Well, it's a case-by-case situation. You have to look at a lot of factors. But if you do take the buyout, you're going to have more control, because then you make the decisions. The things you need to look at is you need to look at the long-term financial stability of the company. You can't just look at here and now. You need to look at, hey, will that company still be strong 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now? If you don't think so, then you're probably going to want to take the lump sum payment. Your available savings outside the pension plan, if you have a lot of money saved up, that might change your decision. Your personal legacy goals. You know, if you die, usually your pension dies with you. But if you take the lump sum, the funds will belong to you, and you can do anything you want with it. You can leave it to charity. You can leave it to kids. So you need to think about your personal legacy goals when you're deciding on whether to take a lump sum or not. Number four is your desire to own the money, is the freedom basically do whatever you want with the money. If you take the lump sum, you can decide where you invest it, especially right now in a low interest rate environment. They're going to base your pension payments based on current interest rates, and that's going to go all the way into the future. If you take the lump sum and you invest it wisely, you can end up way more money in the future, and you can take advantage of interest rates when they increase. Now, the risk is if you take the money and you invest it not wisely, if you spend it all, well, then you won't have enough money for retirement. And then there's other personal factors that you have to take into consideration, like your health, your risk tolerance, your age, inflation, your personal spending, insurance coverage, legacy goals, all those kinds of things. So for me, most cases, I think you would take a lump sum, especially in the low interest rate environments, because then you have control of the money. You can decide where to put it and how to invest it and who you want to leave it to.
Well, Mark is the author of Thinking Outside the Money Box. And, you know, this is a time of year where you almost never get offered something for free. Well, Mark wants the listeners to the Retirement Mark Show to have a complimentary download of his book. It's Thinking Outside the Money Box. If you go to retirementmark.com and look at the top right corner of the homepage, you'll see a bright blue banner. It says, get your free ebook. Type in your name, your email. In a matter of seconds, you'll have the book downloaded. And it is chock full of helpful information about your retirement. You can use it as a reference and write down the questions that maybe the book will stir up in you. And then meet with Mark. He would love to meet with you to offer you a complimentary financial stress test. I love that expression, because with the new year, we're talking about getting in shape. Well, how about getting your financial plan in shape? You can meet with Mark Lumia. The number to call, 1-800-7-MARK-72, 1-800-762-7572. The website again to download that free copy of the book. And remember, this is a limited time, so only through December 31st, retirementmark.com. Well, stay with us. The Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia continues right after this.
Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. I said, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice.